after his massive disappointment at Wimbledon on Friday, Andy Murray will no doubt have gone apart and shed some tears. But later on in the day, he was able to face the reporters and put his shattered dreams into perspective. "I will move on very quickly," he said. "Go and work on my game. Improve and come back stronger. I will move on very quickly," he said. In the Gospel that we've just listened to, we see Jesus facing what must have been a massive disappointment to him. His own people rejecting him. And we're told in the last sentence that he was amazed at their lack of faith. But in the very next sentence, if we continue to read in the story, these are the words we come across. "Then Jesus went round teaching from village to village." He had moved on. No doubt he was hurting at that rejection at Nazareth. But as far as we know, he never went back to his hometown again. Learning to live with our disappointments is something that we all have to do. And when you are Andy Murray's age of 22, you have the confidence to face up and believe there is a better future. But in later years, in later life, things become a bit more difficult, don't they? How did Jesus find the confidence to move on? One thing we can be quite sure of saying is that he took refuge in the love that he knew would never fail him. And our greatest help in times of disappointment or letdown is to try to take refuge in that love that we know the Father has for each one of us. To keep returning to the place of disappointment or failure is surely to return to a place of emptiness. And to go back to that place where we fail or were disappointed is very natural. We keep doing it over and over again. But it does very little good because we're always confronted, aren't we, with our own helplessness and our powerlessness to do anything about it. So we have to begin to trust that there is another place that we can go to. A place beyond our emptiness. A place where we are being held in love. When you weep over your disappointments on your own, you very quickly reach a place of despair. When you know that you are held in love by God, you can revisit your place of disappointment without feeling that it is final. In the very same chapter of Mark's Gospel from which today's reading is taken, we hear about Jesus coming across the turbulent waters of the lake to the frightened men tossing around in their boats. "Don't be afraid," he says. "It's me." So we can keep turning our eyes to him and trusting that he will bring us to a place of peace in our own hearts. Let us look at him and say, "Lord, I trust in you." Let's keep saying it again and again, not anxiously, but with confidence that he is very close to us and will not put our hearts at rest. Here are some very comforting words of Augustine's. "For those who fear they are drowning in the world's hardships, the worst thing they can do is panic. There can be no question of escape from the situation. We are many miles from land and there is no help near. The one thing we can do is to withdraw, as it were, into ourselves, to find the Christ within, who is as powerful to still the inner tempest as he was to subdue the waves on the Lake of Galilee." We find the Christ within, who is as powerful to still the inner tempest as he was to subdue the waves on the Lake of Galilee.